Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, my first guest this Friday morning is about to undertake a massive physical challenge in aid of a good friend. Online from Dublin Airport, just about to jet off, Bear Downey. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for taking our call. I know you're literally just about to get on a plane. You're literally going off to do this big challenge. Explain where you're off to, please.
So I'm going to Paris. Nice. I'm going to cycle from Paris to Nice over the next 6 days. It's about 750 kilometres. Oh. I'm doing it with the Paris to Nice non-for-profit organisation. So it's a completely self-funded cycle that I'm doing, and it's to raise awareness and sorry about that.
No problem. Though. You really are. You're really in the airport. Let him do his announcement. Then you can tell us. You really are heading off, aren't you? Why are you? Thank you so much, Ed, for Dublin Authority for being telling us where to go. Hang on one second. see if we can keep going over his tannoy there. Tell us why you're doing this amazing challenge.
I'm doing it because a very good friend of mine, Fiona O'Donnell, is on the transplant waiting list, having had a kidney transplant in 2017 from our other friend, Gráinne O'Keefe.
Okay.
Fiona is in renal failure again and is currently spending 3 days a week having dialysis. Oh, sorry. I'm really sorry about this.
I can hear you very clearly. Keep going. It's very important.
Okay. So she's on the transplant waiting list, and I wanted to do the cycle. It was something that I really wanted to do anyway because I have recovered from cancer. I love cycling, and I'm trying to tick the bucket list. And the Paris Nice challenge was something that I'd love to do. And when Fiona went into trouble with her kidney again and needed to go on dialysis again, I just thought, why don't I do the cycle? I can't give her a kidney because of my medical history. Why don't I do the cycle and try and raise awareness around organ donation? And
this is a fascinating story. So I'm just going to just recap what you just said, just so anybody missed it. So your good friend Fiona needed a kidney transplant 6.5 years ago, and your friend Gráinne donated a kidney, and she got 6 years of perfect health, and you're all mad into fitness. And now, unfortunately, Fiona needs another transplant because it's failed. But obviously, Gráinne can't. And because you're recovering from breast cancer, you can't. So you are now doing this journey to raise much needed funds.
And as well to raise awareness around organ donation, because I think people who are in that situation lead, you know, challenging lives. And at the moment, there currently are 600 people in the country awaiting a transplant and 500 people awaiting a kidney transplant. So they're huge numbers. And for every one of those patients on that transplant list, that's a family, that's a story, that's a life that's affected. And the Irish Kidney Association that I'm doing the fundraising for provide an awful lot of really valuable support to people on the transplant list and to their families. So it's a two-tiered journey, really. It's supporting my friend and it's around raising awareness.
Brilliant. And some funds as well, and we'll get to that in a second. And I have a statistic here. Nearly 2,500 people in the country are receiving dialysis. But only last year, only 30 living donor kidney transplants took place and 161 deceased donor kidney transplants took place in Ireland. So there's a desperate need for people to step forward, obviously. Correct?
Absolutely. Yes, correct. Because there's a huge discrepancy around the number of donations and the number of transplants.
Yeah.
And now, it's very, you know.
No, keep going. Listen, I tell you what, we really wanted to get this call in before you went because you're doing it tomorrow. You head off tomorrow. Hence why you're in the airport now. So apologies for anybody who's struggling to hear what you're trying to tell us there, Bear. But you are heading off now. The journey is from Paris to Nice, 750K, as you said, in 6 days, 6K. Tell me about that, what you're expecting to experience.
So It's about, like, tomorrow we roll out from Paris and we've just shy of 140 kilometres tomorrow. And there are 50 people doing it, all for their own charities. And it's broken up into about groups of eight. So everybody has their own story. So there was a lot of training involved to do it because obviously I needed to be, you know, fit and healthy. And
just to recap as what you said, in case everybody missed it, inspiring that you're doing this after your own cancer treatment.
Thank you. I suppose I feel very lucky that, two things, I feel very lucky that I was diagnosed and that my cancer was treatable and that I have recovered. And I guess because I was healthy and I was in a position where I personally have experienced my health being taken away from me and how scary that was.
Yes.
I can empathise with Fiona and with people whose health is taken away.
Yeah.
And their life has changed. And I'm lucky enough that I've been able to get my health back. So I feel quite privileged.
And also, you have this... I mean, I think the three of you need to write a book or something, because the fact that, you know, Grainne already donated a kidney and Fiona got six healthy years.
Yes.
You've actually seen firsthand the benefit of a living transplant.
Totally. And that's a really good point, because I've seen how it affected Grainne's life insofar as she bounced back to full health very quickly. Fiona and Grainne actually completed a triathlon together 9 months.
Who are
after
you, superwomen?
Oh,
goodness.
Yeah, I mean, they're incredible. And Grainne is the most extraordinary person, you know, she said. And it was just random. Fiona and Grainne are not related, and they're friends. Grainne went for testing. She happened to be a perfect match. And she said, why wouldn't I? And that's always been her attitude. And, you know, her quote is, you know, I bounced back to full health. It hasn't impacted my health adversely. And she would love to see more people thinking about living donation, because it's the most wonderful selfless gift that you can give to somebody.
You've told this story really beautifully, and and the idea is coming across really well. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
But now you're an experienced cyclist. You've done triathlons as well.
Yes.
From Malin to Mizenhead.
I did that last year. Yeah. I love it. I love being fit and healthy. I love the feeling of it. I love being outside. And I guess when it was taken away from me when I was sick, I was so sick I couldn't do anything, and it took me a long time to get my fitness back. My body really changed. I lost all my muscle, but I got it back. And even if there's anybody there in cancer treatment listening to this, you know, small step at a time, you can get there.
And now you are literally you're doing triathlons. I bet you now it'll be a little warmer from over.
It could only get better.
Yeah. So hydration will be key, right? So it's going to be a lot hotter where you're cycling tomorrow.
Yeah, it will. It'll be hot. So it's very important when you're doing long cycles like this that you're very sensible about your hydration, you take electrolytes, you're very sensible about your fueling, and all of that kind of thing. But, you know, when you're experienced and you're trained for this, you don't just rock up and do something like this. You have to train for
Absolutely.
It and practice it. Yeah, because otherwise you just wouldn't survive it.
And you mentioned there's 50 other cyclists doing it for their own reasons, but you don't know anybody else doing it, do you?
No, but I've just met a load of them in the airport there.
Oh, wow.
Because I was on Ireland AM yesterday.
They recognised you.
And they all recognised me, so I'm taking autographs later.
Charge for those selfies. It's all in the good cause.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in the toilet, Graham. Or, Brendan, that's where I'm actually at the moment. I'm actually hiding in a toilet.
And you can't get it. They're so good in Dublin Airport. You'll never miss a flight in Dublin Airport. It's so clear. So listen, very importantly, we want to know, how can people donate if they want to help out?
Okay, so the first thing that's important to say is that 100% of the donations go to the Irish Kidney Association.
Mm-hmm.
It's I donate /fundraiser/ Burr Downey.
So I'm going to repeat that.
Fundraiser/
Bear, Burr Downey, Downey. But we find it through iDonate and Burr Downey, yeah?
That's right.
Listen, that was a struggle for you, but you did well. You got the information out there, and people will be donating. And if people want to find out more about living donors, they can go to the Irish Kidney Association website at ikea.ie. The very best of luck.
Right.
We're dying to hear you get along. Thank you so much, Bear.
Thank you so much.